I am very excited now to be joined by our next guest, one of my all-time favorite Yankees, right up there next to Jorge Posada. I have an affinity for the Yankees catchers, and it's Jim Larritz. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. It's the new book is Catching Heat, and it's the Jim Larritz story. Jim, give a little bit background on yourself.
Well, the book it was written originally back in 2007. It was a book about my father giving up a lot of his job opportunities for my brother and sister. I had to have a stable upbringing, and all about me leaving the game of baseball in 2003 after a divorce where my ex-wife wasn't capable of taking care of the children and giving up the game that I loved to be able to come home and take care of my kids and help them reach their dreams. And unfortunately, in 2007, I was involved in an accident where a woman unfortunately lost her life, and there was drinking and driving involved, text messaging, not wearing a seatbelt, and a lot of other issues that unfortunately I was charged with DUI manslaughter and had to wait 3 years in order to get in front of a jury in the court and have a jury within 45 minutes decide that I was not responsible for the accident. At the same time that because I was admitted to drinking and having a few drinks and driving, that I was guilty of a DUI for a first-time offense.
And it was important. I remember when this story came out, Jim, and everybody was like, oh, my God, you know, this is it was really a shocking story. But then it wasn't as widely known that the woman that died in the accident had a blood alcohol that was actually higher than yours and wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Well, unfortunately, like I said, there's a lot of factors involved that that weren't covered, and that's one of the reasons why it was very difficult going through those 3 years of waiting and waiting and waiting, and the delays that took place that were so unnecessary that didn't allow, number one, her family and her children to move forward,
yeah.
But also me being the primary parent of my three boys, really be able to let them know that from one day to the next that their father would be around to take care of them. Just a very difficult situation for everyone involved, and I talk about it in the book, and I detail it pretty good about as far as dealing with remorse of being involved in something where someone passes away, at the same time trying to defend yourself and you know, fight to keep your freedom, and just how difficult that was for everyone involved. And like I said, it's just, you know, an experience that you realize that when you make some decisions that the consequences are more severe than you'd ever even think of. And that's one of the reasons why the last three chapters in the book are kind of dedicated to the accident and what happened after that, because I think it's important for people to understand, number one, what wasn't covered by the media or cleared up by the media, but number two, maybe just help people not make the same decisions or same mistakes and realize that something they think of, even having a drink and getting behind the wheel of a car, could have serious consequences. And I'm hoping that that's what people get from the book.
And the book is Catching Heat. It's available all over, and it's gotten rave reviews on like Amazon. It seems to be pretty widely, it seems to be very well accepted.
Well, I think anytime, you know, people understand, you know, when you have a perception of somebody just from what you first read, and then all of a sudden you actually get to see the truth and really read everything about that person, it opens up a lot of eyes. And, you know, being in the spotlight, being in New York, number one, and being part of the Yankees and the career that I had, offered me a lot of opportunities for, you know, for people to be inspired as far as making it to the big leagues, never being drafted, making it in New York, but also opened up my life to a lot of difficult situations. And really, that's kind of what the whole book is about. It's just about the journey that I've been on, good and bad, throughout my, number one, my career, which is very good, and then some of the personal problems and personal things that I went through that, you know, I'm hoping that people read it, and maybe other kids that go through it can make some different decisions, or, you know, can make some good decisions. You know, and then, of course, like I said, the last three chapters are about the accident itself, and just to me, about how much, as much as we have a great system, that there are people in this system that take advantage of it and can be very detrimental to a lot of people. And just the difficulties that the other family that was involved in this and my kids had going through waiting 3 years to be able to get to the truth.
And, you know, I think it's a really a good time for this, because just last week, a TV star from Jackass, the TV show, Ryan Dunn, was involved in a car accident. And his alcohol level was, what, 0.194, double the legal limit, and, you know, it was found that he was drinking and driving. And it's important for kids to get that hammered in them that you can't drink and drive, or you will have to face the consequences. Something bad will happen. And
but I think, in my particular situation, it was not even a matter of drunk driving. It was a matter of, you know, just having a few drinks and getting behind the wheel of a car, being involved in something. And then, you know, what it does is if I had not had one drink that night and the officers would not have smelled alcohol on my breath,
right,
then they would have been, Mr. Laird, are you okay? You know, it would have been a totally different situation. And I think really what I'm hoping that kids learn through this is, say you're at a party, you know, especially my children or her children, that if they're at a party and somebody has a drink or two, that, you know what, that's too much.
Right,
And you can't do that. And the consequences, like I said, that could happen from that are not worth, you know, instead of getting, you know, finding somebody else to drive you or somebody else or getting into a cab or something else. And I think that's really an important lesson. I hope most people get through this.
We're joined by former New York Yankee Jim Larritz, whose book Catching Heat is catching fire all over the place. And you're big with the Jorge Posada Foundation, too.
Yeah, my youngest son, Phoenix, was born with the cranial stenosis, the same disease that Jorge Jr. was. And right before the accident, I had just really gotten involved with the organization, and Phoenix was just old enough to really understand, and he loved being a part of it. And then, unfortunately, like I said, the accident happened, and we've kind of been distant, and I'm hoping that now that everything is over with, we can get back to doing that. But during the time I was going through the 3 years, I had met a few people who were going through it, their son or daughter having the same disease, and just trying to encourage them and showing them my son that, you know, you can beat it. You know, the surgery can help. And unfortunately with Jorge's son, you know, his fusion of the skull was in the front of the skull. So he continually used to have cosmetic surgery to recorrect everything. And I was very fortunate with my son that it was in the back of his skull and he's only had to have the one operation, but he's doing good today. He's 10 years old now. And, like I said, it's just a matter of being involved in that organization and just making people understand that, you know, while it's difficult as a parent to see your child suffer and go through it, that there is some, you know, most of the operations and most of the things do work out very positive.
How difficult was it to play for the New York Yankees and that reputation of the New York media being tough on the players? How difficult was that?
Oh, it's very difficult. It's one of the things that you hear every day about, you know, certain players can and cannot play in this town because of the demand and because of the way your life is scrutinized. And, you know, not so much just on the baseball field, off the baseball field. And, you know, it takes someone, you know, a special person to really be able to get through all that. And, you know, and also during that time is when the Yankees were winning. And, you know, it started to win.
Yeah.
And that pressure even became more so because once you win in New York, it's expected every time. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure to live with, especially, you know, these guys nowadays that are playing here. There were so many championships and so many good runs by those teams that it's a lot to live up to.
Patrick?
Jim, in my opinion, you were one of the most clutch players in the postseason of your time. What drove you to rise to the occasion and just always come through for your team in the postseason?
Well, I think I talk about that in the book where I talk about beating the odds, just making it. I was never drafted. I was never a prospect in the Yankee organization, but yet I still fought every day to make it. And then when I got there, I was never an everyday player. So every day to me was my World Series. Every time I went out, if I didn't go 2-for-4, I didn't play the next day. Which I think kind of helped me in those situations, that realizing that, you know, even though it was the World Series and the playoffs, to me it was no different than, you know, what I was facing every day as a part-time player, that you had to perform in those situations. And I think that, like I said, I grew up with Pete Rose, who always taught me that pressure is what you make it. And really, if you think about it, the pressure's on the guy to get you out and not for you to get out, because he's supposed to get you out. And so, like I said, I was just very fortunate to be able to be in those situations, number one. But number two, to be able to just concentrate and, you know, not take those situations too seriously.
Jim, also, who do you think was the best pitcher you ever faced? Who sticks out in your mind?
Well, the hardest guy I ever had to face was Randy Johnson in his heyday.
Yeah.
Here's a guy throwing 97, 98, 6'10", you know, and had no idea half the time where the ball was going. You know, but he was definitely my toughest one to face from a career-wise. And then, of course, one of my teammates, David Cohen, was a guy that I always had trouble against because, I mean, you know, in the beginning of his career, he threw hard, but towards the end, he just came up with different pitches, and he was very difficult to read. But, yeah, those are my two toughest guys I ever had to face.
Former New York Yankee, Jim Larritz. The book is Catching Heat. Jim, and they could go onto your website. They could read all about it at jimlarritz.com. And the reviews I've read, everybody seems to be really into the book. So congratulations on the book.
No, thank you very much. Like I said, for me, it's just a matter of being able to help people. And if I can make the difference in one or two people's lives, then that's the reason the book was written.
Excellent. Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.